I love music. I love live music. And in terms of music that I enjoy now, you would have to start asking me specifically, what about this? What about this? What about this? Because, you know, I'm 100.
Well, that makes you a hip-hop because, you know, hip-hop, MC stands for master of ceremony. Without a ceremony, there's nothing for us to master. The art of doing hip-hop music is live. Everything else is an imitation.
Speaking of live, Dave, you haven't seen that clip. I've been watching it since I discovered it, of Johnny Wilder performing I'll Always Love You. Mr. Letterman, I would really like to share this with you and have you experience it. And just if you don't mind, it's phenomenal in my opinion. I think you would enjoy it. It's a completely live performance. So I just want to share this with you and everybody. And he's a Midwestern, a local talent from Dayton, Ohio.
You know what's weird? This guy looks like he can fight. I should tell you, Yasin, I destroyed this shit at karaoke one night. I asked Elaine. The top comment underneath this says, who's still listening to those legends in 2020 with three question marks?
We are.
Yeah, different legends, you dummy.
Thinking of Martin Lawrence as Bilal on House Party, singing that on a dance floor.
I can't hear that song without thinking about destroying that motherfucker at karaoke. You should have seen it. You guys would have been so proud.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I destroyed a karaoke once. I know I've already told this story, but Mr. Letterman, you haven't heard it. So I challenged a Filipino family.
You can't beat a Filipino family at karaoke. I try every Thanksgiving.
I did in their home, in their home to a karaoke challenge.
Yes, yeah, oh, karaoke. Okay, sure, that's fine.
I challenged them to karaoke, and I beat them.
Let me tell you something. The late, great Whitney Houston couldn't beat a Filipino family in the karaoke challenge saying, I'll always love you. He didn't let me finish.
Did you just happen to be in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I was in Manila. I was doing the show.
You're the only guy that will bust into a family's house and be like, I want to battle you.
No, I did it. It was the promoter, and him and his family had this compound in the city in Manila. I had three houses on. It was a beautiful place. And they brought us in for dinner, and they were super gracious, and they had to... like the karaoke, like Bible there. It was mad. It looked like 50 copies of War and Peace just stacked on top of each other, like, you know, horizontally. This shit was crazy. I was like, I had never seen a book that big. It was crazy. It looked like some Library of Congress shit, and they had, but it was all karaoke songs. And then they was like, "We're gonna do some karaoke." I was like, "Bet," you know. They were like, "You do karaoke?" I was like, "Yeah, you know, not really." And then they was like, "You could never beat us at karaoke." And I was like, "What did you just say?"
Wait, you sang Heat Wave?
No, I sang My Way, and I did the Sinatra? Sex Pistols version of My Way. I did the karaoke Poison. Nobody's supposed to do My Way for karaoke. You know, I've heard stories.
Did you take on family members one at a time and knock them out?
No, just the whole family at one time. I was like, listen, I'm going to go first.
What did they say? I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, wasn't it?
No, it was over. I got a 10. I didn't even have to do no more karaoke. It was like, this is done. You're only going to come up with local songs, which is cheating, because I don't know Filipino. And
this is the most Filipino. Peculiar story I've heard in a year.
He mic dropped on a Filipino family at a karaoke party. You know what happened after he left? The dad beat the whole family up. You've disgraced us.
Wow. You're the only person in the world with that story, aren't you?
Who else? Yeah, I am. And that weekend, I refereed a midget boxing match.
Oh, my goodness. A quick note from the editor. What happens next is a sequence of very unfortunate phrases that ultimately made David Letterman leave. Rather than play the whole sequence as it naturally occurred, I'll just show you the highlights. If you ever want David Letterman to leave a room, these are the types of things you should talk about.
How is that not the headline?
I did not want to go to midget boxing.
They told me, so you've got to see midget boxing. I'm like, if you were gonna trap me, what are you gonna put in the bait? Midget boxing, of course I would go.
Excuse me, it's Wednesday afternoon and there's a room full of adults and the topic of conversation is midget boxing.
Welcome to the Midnight Miracle.
Wait, did you know the rules to midget boxing?
Oh, who cares? How many bouts on the card?
The fights were short. There it is.
Oh, funniest man in the world, and that's all he could do.
No. I did a pun. I feel very bad.
It was packed. It was packed.
Midget boxing.
And here's the final blow. This is when it was fucking over.
To the side of the stage, it was a combination midget boxing arena and strip club.
Strip club.
Yeah.
You know what? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I left the gas on in my stove. I'm just going to have to sneak out because, oh, my God, the hotel is going to explode. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Letterman.
Yes. Oh, God bless you, Mr. Letterman. We're going to grow up to be more mature people.
Yes, y'all have driven David Letterman out of the room with midget boxing talk.
Well, because you're supposed to say little person.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All you nervous, like you're answering the questions like a kid.
Yo, it's funny you say like a kid. He had the curious effect on me of making me revert to my adolescent self.
I don't call no white man mister. I call myself Mr. Letterman. Oh shit.
Access Hollywood gonna do a whole commercial about that. We have audio footage of Talib Kweli calling a white man mister.
I have a question for Mr. Letterman.
Here's a picture of Talib Kweli with his hat in his hand. Here he is leisurely eating a banana after a workout. The funny thing is none of these things are bad. They just feel bad to do if you're black.
Right, banana's delicious.
And now we have him on tape saying bananas are delicious. I don't know, man. This has been a wild fucking summer. This is like my hangout. I spent so much time here by myself with 3 or 4 friends. David Letterman just walked out on a midget strip club and boxing story.
Made up an excuse to leave.
Yeah, he said he's burning the hotel down. I've got to go.
I left the cast on.
I couldn't tell if he was mad or not. Which is kind of the thing with David Letterman. It's kind of a good thing. I never know how he actually feels.
Yeah, you do. He had a ball.
Thank you for listening to The Midnight Miracle. And now, for your listening pleasure, as heard by David Letterman, Heatwave performing Always and Forever.
All the songs on Heatwave's first LP were written and composed by our organ player.
Bang him right on.
Yeah, right on.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. And we'll stand tomorrow together.
at you. It's something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make.
Murdered that shit at karaoke. Murdered it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.